This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's a beautiful Saturday morning in Grand Rapids. I hope the sun's shining where you are today. Right now, we have the pleasure of having a guest in the studio, Mr. Matt Troutman from Blue Point Brewing. Blue Point Brewery is in Long Island, New York. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, I'm glad you're here. So talk to us a little bit about this Blue Point Brewery. I'm sure none of our listeners really know much about it.
Yeah, probably not. This is the 14th year of the brewery's existence, but it's only been in Michigan since about the end of August, early September-ish. So we did kind of a slow rollout, and we're just in the Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Kalamazoo markets right now. So we started with just three drafts that we brought in the market, and just as of December, have brought in some package, too, that you can pick up at the stores and stuff.
Okay, so you've cracked one of these open for us. It's called your Toasted Lager. Tell us a little bit about it.
Toasted Lager is our flagship brand. There would be no Blue Point Brewing Company without Toasted Lager. When the brewery started 14 years ago, this was the first beer the guys ever brewed, and it's an American-style amber lager, 5.5% alcohol, but it's a session craft beer, something that's a good trade-up for, say, your domestic beer drinker that maybe wants to get into craft but is afraid of the big hoppy beers or the dark beers, even though dark doesn't mean anything technically in terms of hoppiness or taste or anything, but so it's a good trade-up for that, but it's also a great session beer for your craft beer drinker who maybe wants to belly up to the bar and watch a couple of games at the bar but doesn't want to get blown away by alcohol content or by hoppiness or, you know, too strong. You know, So
that's the session you're talking about, is that when I'm sitting there watching a game, that's my session?
Well, yeah, session beer. A beer that you can drink more than one or two of. You can sit down and drink five, six, seven of them, not get, too full on or too blown away by the alcohol.
Every beer we've ever had's been a session beer, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's a new term for me, but I kind of like it.
And it's a trendy term in the beer industry. It encourages, I guess, the experience a little more so than just having a beer.
Absolutely. Yeah, because, I mean, that's a lot of people's complaint is it's not that they don't like the flavor of craft beer. Exactly. You can only drink one or two, and then they're full. So,
you know, I'm sitting here tasting this, and I'm thinking burgers, bowl of chili.
It'd be a great burger beer right there.
Barbecue, all of that stuff. You know, just great, great game food. You're right. This would go really good with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the Red Wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You got to get in the Joe Louis. This is good stuff. But it's got a real traditional beer flavor, but it's full. You know, I mean, it's kind of creamy, got a nice rich flavor. You can tell it's a craft beer. It's not anything made in the 5 million gallon barrels.
Right. And this Blue Point is distributed by our friends out at Westside Beer. So any of the places where you're finding the other fine craft beers that they distribute, I think you'll probably find this too. Some of our great local retailers pick up beers like this. So get out there. Let me see the label on that. So if we're describing it, it looks like it very clearly says Blue Point Brewing Company. I've got a what looks like about a 22-ounce bottle in my hand. It says Toasted Lager on it. You can't miss it. You know, oftentimes, Bob, when we walk up to the beer case and you're looking at the craft beers, you get drawn in by the trendy labels that maybe or maybe aren't hiding a good beer. You know, but this one I would recommend. It's pretty tasty. But, Matt, what else you got for us today?
Like any good craft brewery, we, of course, have an IPA. Ours is called Hoptical Illusion. Again, the common theme for our core brands is we want balance. So we don't want you to, again, we want you to be able to drink more than one or two of them.
You're not into the extreme beer.
We have those, too. But mm-hmm. That's not anything it's we not, want to. Those are the things we have on the side, like for people who, okay, we know your core brands. What else do you have? So we have the high gravity. We have the, you know, the double IPAs, the barley wines, the imperial stouts, those kind of things too. But as far as our core brands go, we want balance. We want, you know, them to be easy drinking for the most part, so you can drink more than one or two at a sitting, and also be able to pair them well with food and not get too full. So this IPA, 6.8% alcohol, it's got some great West Coast hops in it that actually are grown exclusively.
Oh, that's tasty.
Exclusively for us from a hop farm in Oregon.
That's not overly hoppy at all.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
But in but it's still a 60 IBUs, international bitterness unit. So it is up there, but it's got a great malt backbone that balances those hops out. So it has a really easy drinking, smooth finish.
It is a maltier IPA than typical. It doesn't have the crispness or the bite that a lot of IPAs, you know, make you craving water.
Absolutely.
That's actually, again, so it's the malts in that first beer that were coming through so strong, too.
Absolutely.
Because I can taste that same, a little maltier maybe than some people, but I really like the malty flavors.
You know, I'm on record as not being a hoppy guy. When it comes to beer, that strong, real, predominant hop flavor isn't something that I enjoy. Bob does, but I don't. But this particular IPA, so I usually the point there is I usually shy away from IPAs and especially double IPAs. This particular one is more mellow than most IPAs that I try, and I just want to commend you for that, because a lot of people that are American beer drinkers and they come off the major labels, when they start to dive into the craft beer world, they always get turned off very quickly when you get to an IPA that's loaded with hops. I think this, again, would be another great transition beer. You know, as I'm thinking about this, again, more of your spicy foods, maybe even like a sweet dessert, like you put this with like a piece of carrot cake or something like that that's got a little bit of spicy flavor.
Maybe tofu.
No, you're right on, though, with the carrot cake. It would pair great with
that. See, the beer guy agrees with me, Bob. Take you and your tofu down the road, brother.
It's not my tofu, if you recall.
Yeah, well, I think it is now.
I think something like this would go really nice with that, like those steaks we had last night, because they were kind of on the fatty side, and, you know, you need something to cut through that.
Absolutely.
That's a nice, clean, crisp beer that'll cut through some of the heavier food you might be eating.
Absolutely, and you want your food to complement or contrast, but not overpower. You want the food to overpower the beer, and you don't want the beer to overpower the food. You want something that's going to be a nice, even kind of complement.
So, Matt, real quickly, let's break down one of these other ones. You got this blueberry ale here. What's that all about?
It's a golden ale, 4.6% alcohol. You're going to get a huge blueberry aroma off of it, but we want it to be beer first, fruit second. So on the palate, it's actually going to just come in kind of on the end and maybe linger on your tongue a little bit, but it's still a crisp, clean, easy drinking golden ale.
Right, and I think that's something that the ladies may like. I know that when we're out and we're doing these beer tastings around, those that get a little bit fruitier hint or even a fruit to the nose before you take a drink of it, the ladies seem to like that a little bit better. It just brings another little flavor layer in there.
Absolutely.
As you go to drink one of those.
We had a great blueberry wit last summer.
Right.
We were over at Old Boys in Spring Lake. Yeah.
So coming up next, Barbecue Bob is going to talk to us a little bit about doing pizzas on your grill, something I've never done, but he's got it down to perfection, as I understand it. Then we're going to talk a little bit about, hey, spring's coming around the corner. Maybe you want to put a little backyard kitchen in. We're going to start kicking that idea off for the season. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.